Hey everybody, welcome to another First Round Bald Movies. Doing a little something different tonight. Cecily is joining me in the studio. We just got back from Mamma Mia 2. Here we go again. What did you think of the movie?
I liked it, mostly. I thought the first half of the movie kind of dragged a lot.
Huh.
They used up all the really good, fun ABBA songs in the first movie.
Uh-huh.
And then there was a lot of repeats in this movie. But yeah, I really liked it. I liked it a lot. Towards the end, it was very worth it.
Yeah, I never felt, I guess I liked it more than you. I actually loved this film. And I, like, it, to the point where it'd be hard for me to say which is the better movie, especially since I've only seen this once and I saw the other one like 12 times.
Okay.
And I was really worried that there would be like no good ABBA songs left. But I felt like, I don't know. First of all, ABBA's got like a way deeper catalog than I thought. I'm like, oh yeah. And there's a lot of really fun ones. I don't know. Yeah, like I felt like the retracing of a lot of Donna's footsteps was kind of, but when they got to the end and everything kind of came together, it was in the present day. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And man, it's a damn shame they spoiled the Cher reveal.
It really is.
Like, and
that would have been something, but
and there are a lot of like crowd pleasing moments, and there's still some surprises yet contained in the movie. If you're a Mamma Mia fan,
yeah,
but
there's a lot of surprises. They ruined that Cher reveal, but
because it was structured to be great, like to really be a third act wallop.
Yeah.
But the whole time you're watching the movie, you're like, oh
I know who that is. I know who's on the envelope. I know what's going to happen.
Yep. And it sucks. And whoever made that decision should be fired and driven out of Hollywood just a clothes on their backs.
Right. But at the same time, I don't think that the trailers really spoiled what the movie was going to be about.
Mm-hmm.
They spoiled, you know, some fun moments, but, this movie wasn't anything what I thought it was going to be about. After the trailers.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, I knew we were going to get a lot of Donna's backstory. They're going to flesh out these guys and you know, these three men that she had these affairs with and how she fell in love with the island and all that. But you're right. Like, the present part, I had no idea. And in fact, when I was first watching the movie, I'm like, you know, I kind of suspected that if they brought back, you know, Pierce and Skarsgård and everybody, that it will be just in them in there long enough to serve as a framing device to reboot it back to the younger cast that, you know. But I felt like it was a good mix. It was a good mix. Like, it wasn't just a framing device. Or it's just as sturdy as a framing device as the first movie, which is a series of ridiculous events that serve as a way to serve up the next ABBA hit on the jukebox.
Right, exactly. It's a bunch of scenes structured to fit a song and a song's theme. But
the other
it
thing,
works.
I was also impressed by how melancholy the movie was able to get at parts, like similar to the first Mamma Mia, where it's like, ooh, it just really, really, really sends you down, you know, and jerks some tears out of you. But then, you know, everything works out.
Yeah. That second half of the movie was the most fun and destroyed me the most emotionally.
How many times have you seen the original Mamma Mia?
1,000.
Yeah.
And one. 1,001 times.
Okay, yeah.
A lot.
I've seen the movie probably a dozen times. I just saw the movie like 3 weeks ago, right after we got back from Beaver Island, and had a ball.
Everyone's having so much fun.
That's the thing. Even the parts where they make you kind of like tear jerky, they're happy.
Right.
Like, you know, it's happy sad, not sad sad.
Yeah, it's a loving kind of sad.
Yeah, like a nostalgia. It's the anal pain they always that Don Draper's always going on about.
Yeah.
It's that kind of ache. But you're right. I didn't feel like, maybe the part with young Donna and Harry was kind of weird, because I didn't feel like that guy, honestly, I didn't feel like any of the guys really inhabited the mantle of who they were inheriting, except for whoever played the young Bill, the Skarsgård character. I thought he was really good. I thought he sounded just like Bill.
Yeah.
I thought he plausibly looked like this blonde god of Scandinavian stud, and this is like, you know, world's most interesting man kind of deal. Like, that's right. Like, yeah, he's super cool.
Yeah, you're right. What's your favorite ABBA song? Not even into Mamma Mia movies. What's your favorite ABBA song?
Favorite?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you talk about yours while I think about it?
Mine is the Super Trooper song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, something I used to actually listen to and think about before you and I got back together.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Well, I guess you'll have to listen to the song again and figure it out.
Because that's the thing. Like, I don't have any of these songs memorized by heart except for maybe, like, Dancing Queen.
Well, see, me and my family grew up listening to ABBA a lot.
Uh-huh.
We had the box set of CDs that we used to fight over who got to listen to it, which sounds really cheesy, but I just love ABBA a lot.
Yeah.
And these movies really bring it a whole new form of life.
Yeah. I really like ABBA too, but the thing is like with most forms of music, I have an approximate knowledge of the lyrics.
I'm not asking you your favorite lyrics. I'm just asking what your favorite was. I guess you don't have one.
No, I was going to say probably Fernando.
Okay.
I think that's a fun one.
Yeah.
So, was that in the first one?
No.
Okay. Was it in the second one? Let's maintain the air of mystery.
You're really bad at this. You're approximately as good as your 11-year-old son is at keeping secrets.
I am doing a fantastic job, I'll have you know. The movie's bright, it's beautiful, everyone's having a good time. Pierce Brosnan still can't sing. But it's kind of
they cast a young Pierce Brosnan that can't sing either.
Yeah.
Perfect.
No, and it works. And like there's a, you know, he also is like, Pierce doesn't have any rhythm at all.
Nope.
Like the you know, Colin Firth has got like anytime he's in the background, he's bopping and grooving. You don't think so?
Oh, he has no rhythm, but he's just like, he's just so adorable about it.
I thought he was really smooth.
I think the three of these guys make the perfect kind of like embarrassing, cringy dad. You imagine, well, I mean, I guess me specifically as a young woman, I imagine, mm-hmm. you know, any of them could be my father. And I'm like, oh God, he's really trying and it's adorable, but he sucks at dancing and, but he's just, yeah, out there doing it.
Yeah, no, I thought...
Living their best lives.
I thought Colin Firth is the one that's kind of the best at kind of moving and grooving and
being
in the background kind of smooth. Whereas, like, anytime they were like if you... anytime this movie forms a conga line or some kind, you know, those weird dance party lines that Mamma Mia is famous for, where the whole village gets up, just keep an eye on Pierce and see what he's doing. It's a laugh a minute.
If you're not, after you've already watched the scene once through, while you're keeping an eye on Colin Firth, because he's, I mean, I wouldn't say he's particularly like rhythmic or good at dancing, but he is the most fun to watch.
Yeah,
like the in the first movie, the very final, or not the very final, but last scene where they're having the dinner party and the water breaks, and Sophie and Sky go in for their kiss. There forever is just like a shirtless Colin Firth with his arms up dancing in the water in slow mo, and that's my favorite part to watch. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. This movie also keeps the Mamma Mia tradition of like lots of people getting thrown into water and getting wet for inexplicable reasons.
People love swimming. You gotta swim.
They do. If you're on a Greek island, go swimming.
Yeah. You gotta swim through, you don't. You're getting in.
Okay. That's about all I want to say. Spoiler free. Okay. We have a lot of movie trailers to talk about. First up, did we talk about Christopher Robin? Because this Ewan McGregor project creeps me out. I didn't see the trailer this time because I was like 5 minutes late to the movie. But
this trailer, I don't really remember the first one I saw. I think this one was slightly different, a little more, a little longer. But I thought it was kind of cute.
Really?
Yeah.
I think the design of the animals is too. I don't know.
I mean, this part had a scene.
There's something wrong with them.
I mean, this part, what really sold me is this trailer had a scene with Pooh was like down in the Hundred Acre Wood.
Mm-hmm.
And Christopher Robin was standing next to a tree and he said, "You can't win, Pooh. I have the high ground." And it was really good. So I think you'll want to see
both legs and an arm?
He did.
Well, you know, Pooh, you got to put down that honey pot every once in a while.
And Eeyore was standing right by him, and he said, oh, whoa.
Oh, bother. I'll get my sewing kit. Wonder Park. I don't know what Wonder Park is.
Wonder Park is a new animated movie coming out about, like, I couldn't really tell. It was one of those teaser trailers with hardly any dialogue or explanation, but it looks like it's a fantasy theme park. Where it has like impossibly high roller coasters going in and out of each other and just like all kinds of magical creatures. And it looks kind of cute, but it's a Paramount picture, so.
Bohemian Rhapsody, is this a new trailer? The same one we've seen?
I don't think I've seen this one. I think you've seen it.
Okay. What do you think?
I'm interested in this movie.
Yeah.
I think he does a pretty good Freddie Mercury. And
I think so, too.
The other band members that I'm not familiar with.
Yeah, the other queens.
I don't think
Jim liked his Freddie Mercury. Remy's.
I'd have to see it. But from the trailers, my first impression was it's a little bucktooth for me.
Well, Freddie Mercury's pretty...
This is a little more than that.
Interesting.
Because I don't think that Rami Malek has, like, the jaw to incorporate those teeth.
He's definitely got an appliance going, yeah.
Yeah, but this one, I don't know. This one seems a little bit more convincing. The first trailer I watched, it seemed to be more like a fun romp. Like, caricatures, really, of Queen. And then this one seemed to be a little more, like, AIDS-y.
Well, it's interesting because, like, everything I've read says that, like, the band, one of the reasons, like, a lot of people kind of got disenfranchised with the project is that the band itself wanted to make this more of a Queen picture and less of a Freddie Mercury's got AIDS and he's gay and his struggle picture. And I'm like, to the extent that's true, it seems foolish, but I guess I'll reserve judgment until I see it because, hell, who doesn't love Queen? And I think I'm very interested to see, like, the full picture of what Remy's doing with the Mercury palette. And, it's going to have a killer soundtrack.
Yeah.
The Girl in the Spider's Web. What's that about?
So the movie Girl in a Spider's Web, or this trailer, you've seen it, right?
I haven't, no.
You have?
I don't think so.
You've talked about it on a previous podcast, I remember. But, this is the fourth book in the book series.
Oh, this is the Girl the Dragon Tattoo. Yeah, yes, yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, that one.
As soon as I clicked on the poster, I'm like, oh yeah, I've seen this.
And we've actually talked about this specifically because I said I've seen the Swedish and the English versions. What's surprising to me is
it's all coming back to me now.
I'm still talking. what's surprising to me is that they decided to just skip the second and third books and just go to the newest one that they made. Which was written by not even the original author, because the original author died.
Interesting.
So they're just picking up from there. And it stars Claire Foy, who's super hot right now.
You know, I just noticed that the first paragraphs I see in the search for it says that this is a soft reboot of the franchise. So maybe they're just kind of like clean slating this whole thing.
But how do you go on from there?
I don't know. I don't know. It'll be interesting.
The original Swedish version did finish out all the movies, though. So
okay.
If anyone's interested, those are really
good.
Go
see
really
the
good.
Original Swedish version. So here's where I came into the house. Mary Poppins returns. What? Yeah, sure. Why? I mean, Emily Blunt, Mary Poppins,
and
Lin-Manuel's playing the
chimney sweep,
I think.
Yep.
Not sure where she went. Not sure where went. Why she came back. I'll go see this movie.
Yeah,
I'll go see this movie. Yeah. A Star is Born. I think this is a slightly different trailer. And I was more into it this time. Like, Bradley Cooper directs a movie about Bradley Cooper being a singer and a star in his own right, and he brings an unknown that's played by Lady Gaga, and, you know, Dave Chappelle's his mentor and advisor, and, like, they make the this is the type of movie that says with a bold face, has Lady Gaga say, everyone tells me they love my music, but they hate my look. Like... No one's ever said that.
We've had an identical conversation to this, but I absolutely think that if you ran into Lady Gaga on the street as the young Italian woman with bushy eyebrows and bushy hair, then you wouldn't think she's Lady Gaga. She's just another woman.
I've seen photos of her before she was like Gaga, you know, before she became Gaga, and I still think she's pretty striking and attractive, but I don't know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, she is.
And charismatic and all that stuff, so... But, you know, yeah. I mean, the music seems like it's going to be good. First Men, you want to talk about First Men? That's the astronaut movie. Neil Armstrong, me and Jim talked about that a lot last week.
And more Claire Foy.
More Claire Foy. Mm-hmm. She's playing the Mrs. Armstrong.
Yeah.
Because I don't honestly know her name. I don't know the first woman's name.
It's Mrs. Moon Armstrong, I believe.
Right, right. She's the first woman to fuck a man that's been on the moon.
Ah. One small hump for mankind.
Now, this is directed by Damien Chazelle, I think. I wrote down the name wrong. I put Chappelle because of Dave Chappelle's on my mind. He directed Whiplash and La La Land. Okay. And that's the
other movie that stars Ryan Gosling?
The Gosling Connection, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
I really like Whiplash.
Yeah, I didn't like La La Land, but I don't think it's his fault. No. I don't think it's anybody's fault other than people telling me, this is the best thing since Singing in the Rain. And I'm like, that's a hollow, hollow compliment that the movie cannot back up. Finally, this movie seemed really intriguing to me. Welcome to Marwen.
Welcome
to Marwen. Welcome to Marwen. This stars the guy from The Office, Steve Carell. Thank you. As a war veteran who gets the shit kicked out of him by five ruffians and he loses his memory.
Yeah, and a lot of other things.
Then he has a lot of post-traumatic stress about it. And to get over this, he creates a town. It looks like in his backyard, like a small Barbie scale town,
like Hot Fuzz style. Creates like a miniature town.
Yeah.
Like you said, those small towns are so hot right now. Hereditary, Hot Fuzz.
Yeah, well, it's all about the dollhouse scale.
Sharp objects.
Sharp objects. But the whole hook is that he has this little heroic G.I. Joe figure, and he is supported by these five Barbies who are like very sucker punch in the way. And
that's exactly what I was thinking. It's very sucker punch.
It's very fantasy, and they help because like these are all women that are actually in his real life helping him to like cope and overcome, and they like are his supporters in the fantasy world. And I thought the animation style where they actually somehow digitally map these people's faces on Barbie dolls was very cool.
Yeah.
And I got caught up. I do think that this fucking trailer makes the same mistake that they all do, which is essentially I've seen the movie.
Right.
I've seen the Cliff Notes outline of the movie, but I was really charmed. I went on an emotional 2.5 minute journey with this fucking Marwen town.
Yeah.
So
I'm excited to see this movie.
I'm pretty excited too. That is the final trailer that we saw before Mamma Mia 2. Here we go again. You know you're either going to see this movie or not, and if you're one of the ones that are going to see the movie, I think you're going to be happy with it.
If you're one of the people who have now seen the movie, please join us after this small break.
Yes. you would like to get in on the spoiler action, it's super easy. All you got to do is be a club member. Go to club.baldmove.com for those details.